Chapter 25 Doubts. The adventure of the day troubled Tom's dreams that night. Four times he had his hands on that gold. Four times he opened his eyes and discovered that he had nothing. In the early morning, as he was in bed thinking of his great adventure, it all seemed strangely far away. It might have happened in another world or in a time long past. Then the thought came to him that the great adventure itself must be a dream. The amount of money was too big to be real. He'd never seen as much as $50 before. He decided to find Huck and let Huck talk. He would ask Huck no questions. If Huck did not speak of the adventure, then Tom would know that it had been a dream. Huck was sitting on the edge of a boat with his feet in the water. He seemed very sad.
"Hello, Huck."
"Hello yourself."
No words for a minute.
"Tom, if we had not put our gardening things in that corner, we would have that money."
"It was not a dream. It was not a dream. But I almost wish that it was."
"Dream. If Indian Joe had found us, you would know that it was not a dream. I have had dreams about him all night."
"We must find him. Find the money. We must find his number two place. Perhaps it is the number of a house."
"No, Tom. The houses in this town do not have numbers."
"Perhaps it is the number of a room in a public house for travelers. Those rooms have numbers."
"Oh, that is the answer. There are only two public houses here. We can quickly learn about number two."
"You stay here, Huck, until I return."
Tom was gone half an hour. He learned that in one public house a well-known young man lived in room number two. But in the other public house, number two was always closed. No person seemed to know much about it. However, a light had been seen in the window the night before.
"That is Indian Joe's number two, Huck."
"I think you are right, Tom. Now what will you do?"
"Let me think."
Tom thought a long time. Then he said,
"I would tell you, the door of number two opens on a little street at the back of the house. We must wait for a dark night. Then we shall try to get in. But if you see Indian Joe, follow him. And if he does not go to that number two, it can't be the place."
"I'm afraid to follow him alone, Tom."
"It will be night. If I see him and if it is dark, I will follow him. I promise. He might be going straight to that money. You must not weaken, Huck, and I won't.